Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
We start this hour in Ventura, California, between Los Angeles and Santa Barbara, where a huge wildfire is spreading fast with the help of the Santa Ana winds. The cities of Santa Paula and Ventura are under mandatory evacuation, and the fire is said to be out of control. Ventura County Fire Chief Mark Lorenzen spoke last night.
We are making sure we are out ahead of the fire, making sure we have evacuations in advance of the fire, and we're basically leapfrogging our engines, doing structure defense as the fire proceeds.
Alex Cohen is following the story for KPCC and joins us now from Pasadena. And Alex, what is the latest? What do we know about the extent of the fire?
Well, what we know about the extent of this fire, and currently now there are two burning here in Southern California, that this fire, which is called the Thomas Fire because it broke out near Thomas Aquinas College in Santa Paula, it broke out last night. It started off on this kind of winding mountain road. It's actually a very beautiful highway that goes to the town of Ojai, and it spread very rapidly. And that's thanks to those Santa Ana winds that you mentioned. There were red flag warnings issued about this, these winds. Those warnings came out Sunday. We knew that this was coming, but I've never in more than 15 years of covering fires in Southern California seen winds traveling this quickly, spreading the flames so very rapidly.
And how densely populated is the area that we're talking about? It's kind of outside of the greater LA area, but still sort of part of the region.
It's a real mixture of areas out there. We had the 400 students at Thomas Aquinas College who were evacuated. There is one behavioral health hospital. It's being described, Vista Del Mar Hospital, that caught fire very quickly. So you had people in this area. And one reporter I spoke with this morning described fingers of flames that came down from the mountains into residential neighborhoods. So you've got this mix of residential and more rural, commercial. Ventura City Hall, I believe, was either damaged or destroyed during the course of this fire. And evacuations, we should note, both for humans and animals, some of them rather large. This is horse country, too.
Now, obviously, wildfires are a regular part of life in California. There were the devastating fires in October in wine country. More than 40 people died. You've covered a number of fires. How does this one compare?
Again, Jeremy, I'll say the big difference here is the weather, which is really scary. We often see fire season, as they used to call it. It's now pretty much year-round during those warmer months. It's December, but that doesn't stop the heat here in Southern California. I was just looking at the forecast for Santa Paula. It's kind of in the high 60s, low 70s now, but they're looking at 80-degree temperatures. They're also saying this is not the worst of the winds. They're expected to die down somewhat later on this afternoon, and then pick up again. The National Weather Service is saying the worst of it will likely come Wednesday and into Thursday. So right now, what we're really looking at is a race against time. Can firefighters get in control of this fire before the winds pick up even more and before it becomes even warmer, which really poses a challenge to the men and women who are on the front lines?
Has the devastation from those wildfires we mentioned in Northern California had any impact on how residents and officials are handling this fire? I saw one woman in a car this morning saying after those fires, she was not going to wait. She was just going to get out.
You raise a very interesting point. In the past, I've talked to many people who would say to me, look, I know they're saying to evacuate, but this is my home. This is my property. I want to stay here and defend it. More than 40 lives were lost during those wildfires that happened in Northern California. And from what I've been hearing and seeing this morning, residents are taking the warnings very seriously. Of course, they were issued in the middle of the night. In many instances, they continue this morning. I should admit, you know, tens of thousands of people evacuated, not only in Ventura County, where this Thomas Fire is burning, but also a lot of evacuations happening right now in the second fire, which is broken out in an area known as Sylmar, about 50 miles east of the first fire.
That's Alex Cohen at KPCC in Pasadena, California, talking with us about the wildfires burning there. We'll keep an eye on it. Alex, thank you.
You're very welcome.